12 November Camping Unit and Revenue Reports with Director Van Meteren.
All right, sounds good. So, should we just go ahead and...
Good afternoon. Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Jeff Van Meteren, Director of Parks and Recreation. We'll forward out that little video clip that the kids put together. Young people, I shouldn't call them kids. I'm an old guy. It's really cool. It's well done. They've got a media production class in as part of the school too. So we'll forward that out to you. Anyway, so I'm here in front of you talking to you about our camping units and revenue report for the month of November. We'll start off with the revenue report for November. Very similar to last month. Numbers are these are not months where we make the great harvest. These are kind of our lean months. So one cool thing I want to promote here or point out to you for the month of November is we had one of our staff members, Rachel Comas, who said, "Hey, I got an idea. I want to try bundling some park licenses with some of our merchandise, Christmas promotion." She did that. She had a goal of 150 of them. She's already at 150 of them, and it's not Christmas yet. So that's why if you look down on the retail line, the dollar amount there is up significantly. But I think more importantly is it's great to see that kind of initiative. It's also great to see the revenue. But I really love it when staff comes to us with those kind of ideas. The public response. She's had conversations with many of the people that have ordered these. There was three different packages you could purchase. A lot of them are going for family Christmas gifts. Hint, hint to all of you. It's something we need to start thinking about, kind of following what the private sector does with retail. I don't know about you, but right now my email box is just full of stuff from stores right now. So anyway, I think people like what we offer, and what a practical gift is the park license. So really excited to have that. If you look down at the year-to-date numbers for November, very similar again to last year. Our overall license sales we sold just over 3,000 double licenses this year compared to last year. So we're excited about that when you combine the residents with the non-residents. Little down on the one annual, the single annual sales, but that's the direction we want to go. We want to see more people buy two licenses, so that's a positive for us. Overall, we've actually exceeded our license sales with a 22% increase in the change there, especially regarding our daily license sales. I haven't seen a 27% increase overall. That's fantastic. Lodging's up 11% over last year. Very positive there. Overall, right now we're at 16% increase over last year's numbers, about $3.6 million. So happy about that. We want to increase that for next year. We've got some ideas on how to do that. We'll be talking about that in the future here. So with that, any questions on the revenue before I move into the camping?
Questions from the commission? Seeing none.
Okay. If you look at November camping month again, November is not a big month for us. It's pretty small numbers. We'll see that many units in some parks in the summer months. But, you know, I kind of asked my staff this year, knowing we're about flat with last year, tell me some stories behind some of these numbers. I just wanted to share them with you just to give you an idea how some of these numbers come about. Mine in Richmond, we had a couple people that just decided to stay long-term for the month, for the whole month. When you get one site occupied for 30 days for the whole month, that adds up into a lot of camping units for us. So that's why they're up significantly. Same thing's true down at Lake Herman State Park. We had a long-term stay. Down at Palisades, we had a writer that came for the month that wanted to write a book, and he stayed in the park and camped there and wrote his book for the month. Kind of an interesting thing to do. Down at Farm Island, we're down significantly. And you heard Regional Supervisor Pat talk about we got a large ARPA project going on there in the park. We have a lot of ARPA projects going on, utility projects in our parks right now. And we've had to shut some of them down just to facilitate them, like Randall Creek is another example of that. They're just so massive. The benefits from those projects will far outweigh any revenue we lost. I mean, these are wholesale utility replacements, sewer lines, electrical lines, and water lines. So really, really cool to see that. Spring Creek Recreation Area, right above up on Oahu here. We're up significantly there. We did a real push this fall with our lodge rentals, so that's the reason that's up. We have a lot of lodging facilities up there, and we're happy to see that respond. We also have a concession or an operator running in a restaurant, and I'm sure that had something to do with it as well. So happy to see that. Moving down the reservoir, Swan Creek, or moving up the reservoir, I should say, Swan Creek, great fishing. Great trophy fishing for walleyes up there. Same at West Whitlock's. That seemed to be kind of the hot zone right there on Oahu. And then kind of the reverse at Bear Butte, we're down. Well, last year we had two long-term campers that stayed there for the whole month. So that's why we're down there. One camper can make a big impact at some of those areas. Custer State Park, as you were informed, I believe it was last month, we have a significant road construction project going on there, and that certainly has had an effect on some of our campers, especially the locals who know when that stuff is going on and just go elsewhere. So that's the month of November. Year to date, not a lot to point out. Again, we're on the same pace we were last month. Just going back in history, prior to COVID, looking at the years 2018, 2019, we hosted 332,000 camper units in the year 2018 for the total. In 2019, we hosted 305,000 camper units. 2019 was a wet year. We had some flooding going on. You know, we still have 1 month to go. We know we're going to exceed those. We're on a positive trend line there. When you go back and look at that historical data, we want to continue that. So that is our camping unit report. And then again, just provided you with some graphs like I traditionally have on kind of how our revenue comes in, and especially our park entrance licenses with the introduction of the non-resident license sales this year. This is something we are tracking as a staff, very important to us, so we can make some comparisons to past years in the future. Never had a non-resident park license before, so nothing new to report there. Still on the same track. So with that, I just want to open it up to questions. Before I do that, I want to thank my staff for their reports today, and I want to recognize Pat. He was our Distinguished Service Award winner. You noticed, or I think we told you that last month, but here he is live and in person. You just can't get enough of Pat. So with that, I would open up to any questions. We have a running banter, if you can't tell. I have the mic, though, and he doesn't. So,
any questions for Director Van Meteren? Seeing none, we appreciate the update and all the work. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And with that, we are going to take a 15-minute break. We'll be back at 2:45 p.m. Central Time. All right, welcome back, everyone.